This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I'm always looking for news sites to acquire good information, to see excellent journalism, independent, centrist type of views. And my buddy Tyler Simmons has been touting Tangle News for the last few months. And I've started checking it out, and I think it's pretty darn good. And so I wanted to find out more about it. Isaac Saul is with us. Isaac, it's a pleasure to have you on. Isaac, like all of our guests, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Thank you, Isaac. Tell me a little bit about your background and what you're trying to do if I go online to readtangle.com.
Sure. Yeah, I'm a political journalist who grew up in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, you know, which is a bellwether county and a bellwether state. So politics was just everywhere when I was a kid and growing up in high school and college. And I also had a lot of friends who were, you know, Republicans and a lot of friends who were Democrats, family members split up politically. And so I just came up in a really politically diverse place. And when I got into politics and journalism, I saw that a lot of the people who were reporting on the big stories in our country tended to come from a more sort of left of center liberal background, and that some of the news I saw and seeing how the sausage was made was a little unbalanced, not exactly how I wanted it to be. And after I had worked in the industry for a bit, I started a politics newsletter called Tangle, where we summarize the best arguments I can find from the right and the left about big stories of the day, with the hope of, you know, bringing conservatives, independents, liberals, everybody in between, all under one roof with a news organization they can trust. So that's what we're trying to do. And so far been pretty successful, still growing, still getting on the map, and always appreciative of folks like you who are trying to elevate our work. So thank you so much for having me on.
Well, I appreciate it. And I like what you're doing. How many people do you have with you, and how do you try to check yourself and make sure that you're still trying to provide that balance, which is the intent which you just laid out in your previous answer?
Yeah, so we have 130,000 subscribers on our daily newsletter, which is one of our more popular products. And I've got a team, you know, 4 full-time employees who work for me. And we always say, you know, our job is not to not have our own opinions or to hide our own opinions or anything like that. It's to provide balance in the way we cover stories. So we give equal space to a wide range of views in every newsletter and podcast. And we just try and show people a really diverse set of arguments about the same issues. So they can understand that typically if there's a big divisive topic out there, it's nuanced and complicated, and it's not black and white. That's almost always the truth. And as a writer, reporter, you know, human being, I just try and be as transparent as I can about my own views. So we have a little kind of mini editorial section in every newsletter and podcast where after I share all the arguments and talk a little bit about how a big story is playing out, I just tell people what I think. I give them my honest to God perspective on it. And I'm a political moderate, so that typically works out. And I usually fall somewhere, you know, close to the center, whether it's center left or center right. Sometimes I'm further out there if I think one of the sides has a really good argument. But, you know, it's about transparency and balance for us. That's kind of our North Star.
Okay, you're talking about the newsletter. If people are hearing you, they're liking this information, they're desirous of it, how would they go out to acquire the newsletter, whether it's daily, weekly? How would they track that down?
Yeah, so we have a website, readtangle.com, and when you go to that website, you'll immediately be prompted to drop your email in a little sign-up box. And we have a Monday through Thursday newsletter that's 100% free. That's our, you know, our most popular product. And we also offer some paid offerings. So we do a lot of original reporting. I'm actually sitting in Chicago right now in my hotel room. I'm at the DNC this week. So I'm doing some on the ground coverage of what's happening out here. And we release that stuff, some of it behind the paywall. So if you want to support our work, if you end up liking what we're doing, we have some paid offerings for people. But yeah, we have the newsletter and then podcast, YouTube, you know, we're on social media. So it's pretty easy to find us, and we try and meet people where they are.
ReadTangle.com. That's the way to go. Isaac Saul, the man behind it from Tangle News, is here. Okay. I'm someone who's, I have been critical of Donald Trump. Anybody who listens to the show knows that, but I also thought Joe Biden should have removed himself from the race probably about 2 years ago. I know some people on either side of the aisle might not feel this way, but I'm in the middle. I'm somewhat of a centrist, there's no doubt. But I get it that a lot of outlets, in particular conservative radio, is massively popular. Fox News, a conservative TV station, dominates MSNBC and CNN. But left-leaning outlets also have success. It seems to be a bit easier right now, Isaac, in some of the consumption media, especially the electronic media. It's either to be just consistently to the left or consistently to the right. When you're appealing to folks like me and others, and still a huge portion of this population, do you feel like the audience is still out there, or is that group diminishing? Because we have this debate. Certainly the loudest voices are on the extremes, but do we still have enough of a middle where they end up voting that way and they want to consume information news sites like yours?
Yeah, so I'll give you the good news first, which is that, you know, political independence are a larger share of the electorate than they've ever been right now. Party loyalty on both sides is diminishing, which I think is a good thing because, you know, people shouldn't subscribe to Republican or Democrat and then spend their whole life trying to defend and justify all the stupid things people on those sides do. I think the way the mainstream media has been challenged by, you know, podcasts and YouTube and conservative radio and outlets like mine has giving people different ways to consume the news. And that means that people can go out there and more easily find a really wide range of opinions if they're looking. That's all really good. The bad news is that it's also really easy to just find people who agree with you, be them on the left or the right,
right,
and then only consume that stuff that makes you feel comfortable. So yes, our big challenge at Tangle is, you know, we have to convince people to come experience a news product where every day they're going to read and see some opinions that they really don't like. And the pitch is different, you know, depending on who you're talking to. I think generally, broadly speaking, when I'm talking to conservatives or more conservative audience, I tell them, look, I don't trust the mainstream media either. I started this product because I'm a reporter who saw how the sausage was made and I didn't think it was being made the right way. And this is an alternative offering to that where you're going to see a wide range of opinions and we're going to be really honest and transparent. And people tend to be interested in that. If I'm talking to a more liberal left-leaning audience, I say, look, you're living in a silo where you don't experience the reasons and the intellectual, you know, background of a lot of Trump supporters, a lot of the modern day right-wing America. You look down on those people, and I can show you the arguments that a lot of those people subscribe to that have convinced them to vote the way that they vote. And you should understand them because they're your neighbors and your friends and your family. And that tends to be pretty appealing to a lot of folks on the left. So, you know, we appeal to different people for different reasons, but the success we've had and the growth we've had, I think, is proof that, you know, the partisanship has kind of hit rock bottom. And I think people genuinely are looking for something different, something better. And a lot of people are more open-minded right now than they've ever been. So we're trying to capitalize on that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're getting texts here, Isaac, from a number of people who are Tangle readers. I'll just read one of them. I've been a Tangle reader subscriber for 2.5 years. Isaac is great. I have and do highly recommend Tangle, so it's good to know that it's resonating with people in our audience. Let's talk a little politics. Give me your assessment of the Tim Walz selection, and where do you think the race is at this point?
Great question. I know it's something that I'm sure you guys are all following closely up there in Minnesota. I mean, I think that the long and short of it is that Tim Walz was a safe pick because he's a congenial guy who has a really diverse background. You know, the public school teacher served in the military, has governing experience. He's pretty likable on the trail. You know, he just seems kind of like a nice, got that Midwestern Minnesota vibe going. I think he has opened himself up to a lot of criticism, which, you know, anybody who followed him as governor, and I'm sure you know, he's a little loose with the truth here and there, and has told some stories that I think have opened him up to a very fair and legitimate criticism. I don't know that it's going to make a huge difference in the election. You know, I think attacking Tim Walz for stolen valor or you know, whatever J.D. Vance and a lot of conservatives want to do is not going to put a huge dent in the Harris-Walz ticket when November rolls around. But on the whole, you know, I think Harris picked him because she likes him and she had a good vibe, and he wasn't somebody who was going to overshadow her like maybe a Josh Shapiro would have. He was somebody who was ready and willing to serve and take a co-pilot seat next to her and do what she needed from him to hopefully shore up some of that blue wall, you know, across Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. I think it's a safe pick. I think if they lose Pennsylvania by a half a percentage point or 30,000 votes, it'll be one of the biggest regrets of a major party in the last 20 or 30 years to not pick a popular governor from that state. But long-term, you know, I think he's got all different kinds of experience, be it executive or in the House or, you know, in the military, and that's going to be valuable for them. And I don't see him really upsetting a lot of voters who were on the fence. I'm sure we're going to hear a lot about the George Floyd riots and the Minneapolis stuff and his handling of that throughout the campaign. But, every candidate has their weaknesses, and his have been exposed pretty quickly, but I don't suspect it's going to make a huge difference at the end of the day.
Isaac, I agree with all those points. Excellent analysis. I'm glad my friend Tyler told me about you. I'm going to sign up for the newsletter, and we'll reach out to you again and have you on as a guest. Thank you so much.
Always glad to do it. Thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Again, worth your time to check out this site. Good stuff. ReadTangle.com. Do it right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.